Electric power is coming back for many of the nearly 1 million New York homes and businesses that have been in the dark since Monday night. But as WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports, just because the electricity has been restored in some neighborhoods doesn't necessarily mean people can put away the candles or recharge their cell phones.
For someone without power, that longed-for moment is when the clock radio starts blinking 12:01, or the return of the refrigerator's calming hum. Standing in the damp basement of her East 14th Street co-op on Friday, Victoria Keller said she looks forward to no longer feeling like a camper in her own home.
I sit and read for a little bit by candlelight or with a flashlight, and then I think I may as well just go to bed.
But getting power back isn't as simple as Con Ed flipping a switch. When Sandy conspired with a full moon to cause extraordinarily high tides, basements across the city flooded with salty water, which is very destructive to metal.
I said, we have a problem.
Chris Drellick is the superintendent in Victoria Keller's co-op. He shows me the damage.
This is the main box with the fuses. All the boxes corroded.
There's kind of like white crystals on it.
That's right. You see over here, those fuses, this one has to be replaced, and the connection to the wires has to be replaced.
Otherwise, the box could short-circuit or even start a fire. Fuse boxes in all six buildings in this co-op were ruined, also the electric meters and the boiler. No one yet knows how much it'll cost to replace all this. Meanwhile, Mayor Bloomberg is urging people to avoid the dangers of turning on the power too soon.
We've already seen some cases where when electricity was turned on, there were fires and we lost some other houses. We want to make sure that does not happen.
In the East Village, early Friday evening, there were cheers when the power came back on. In the co-op on East 14th Street, a team of electricians had been at work for hours, rigging up a temporary electricity distribution system for just this occasion. And for the first time in four nights, there was light. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.